This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Exercise in intelligence. It's the BTV Doug Steffen Good Day program. Rich McFadden is at the controls of our studio in Washington. Jennifer Horn on the air from Los Angeles, where I was yesterday, back on the farm today. Nice sunny morning here. It's a beautiful day in Los Angeles. Actually, a beautiful weekend. Megan and Meredith and I enjoyed a wonderful day on Santa Catalina, the island of romance. That was a wonderful
Please
visit.
Please tell me you did not sing that the whole time you were in.
Well, there is a movie that runs in the casino that, and I hadn't thought about it much. I was trying to come up with a lyric line, and then the facility itself, they play a lot of the history of what went on the island, and that song is an important part of the musical history of the island. So, yes, Jennifer, I did sing it.
Oh, you're
and I wowed.
Megan, so lucky.
You know, man, any excuse she can have to sing a 40-year-old song.
That's right.
He's all over it.
I'm all for it. Yes, yes, yes. Nobody
As
asked
if
me.
We're only 40 years old.
Right. Maybe a little one. Thank you, Ken, for underscoring that. Ken Kessler, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden here on the Good Day program, the BTB Good Day program, Better Than Bennett. It's the underscoring here. Can we keep moving? None of you
move along.
Nice. All right, Rick Perry, the governor of Texas, is immediately, without hesitation, immediately means now, sending up to 1,000 National Guard troops to help secure the Texas border. Perry also wants the White House and Congress to hire 3,000 more Border Patrol agents to eventually replace these 1,000 National Guards. So what's he saying? It takes 3 Border Patrol guys to be as good as 1 National Guardsman? That's an interesting speculative piece. Tens of thousands of unaccompanied minors from Central America coming to work in the coal mines. I would think if they're all these unaccompanied minors, they'd send them up to the coal mining areas of Ohio, right?
If they haven't used all the miners they can get.
Exactly.
I think it's a different kind of miner.
Different.
Really?
Yeah.
How would you spell the miner? The miners we have here are...
Oh, I can play this. Miner is Minor is or.
Is or.
Minority is from Mexico.
However, miners deal in ore.
They do, isn't that?
So that would be the ER would apply to the OR then. Right?
Whatever. Carry the one. Multiply by 7.
I was told there'd be no math.
The price tag, this is good math then, Kenny. Price tag for what Governor Perry wants to do is $12 million a month.
Is it what's worth the price tag for not doing it?
Well, that's a question that comes up. What is what we haven't done it, and what's been the price tag so far?
$3.7 billion.
Well, so it seems
that's for this particular thing, but right. I'm talking about in general, right, over the years, since this has been a problem, which has been since World War II.
Are
this
you accusing Mr. Perry of posturing, political posturing?
No.
See, because I think it's a great
new
idea.
New glasses, though.
As someone who lives in California, I think it's a great idea.
I think every border governor should be doing it.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, so then...
they can do. Otherwise, they just pay for the problem that the federal government is ignoring.
Otherwise, just set up a tea party and invite everybody over for tea.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And send them on their way to North Dakota.
The problem is they have to change the law, because the way the law is right now, these guys can't do anything. They're not going to arrest anybody. They're not.
You're
gonna
talking about
anybody.
The National Guard.
But they just look. Yeah. It's a little
they look
bit.
Tough.
It's not. It's not unprotected. I think.
Yeah, but
better than
the children who are coming across, they're going right up to the Border Patrol. They're not going to do anything different with these guys.
They go up to the Border Patrol agent and say, "Daddy, Daddy, can you help me get to school?"
Yeah, and they don't do anything, and the National Guard won't be able to do anything either. They have to change the law.
Mm-hmm. They being Congress.
Right.
But they are not.
But the National Guard is under the state's control, not the feds' control.
But it's a federal law.
Yeah.
They won't
Ken's
be able
saying
to do
that they're not going to be able to do anything necessarily.
Well, they can't do anything now.
Right. 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 That's what I'm getting at. So they're not changing the law.
The states. The states can't do it. The states basically get these people, then they go to the feds and go, here, we have these people.
What are we doing with them?
And then the feds are supposed to be the ones who pay to send them back, and they don't do anything about it. Mm-hmm. So at least if you put some kind of a front there, it will scare a small percentage of them away.
And if not, you have to do something. I mean, you can't blame the states for saying, okay, we can't be overrun. We can't.
Texas goes rogue and starts shooting at feet.
Yeah. Well, perhaps the problem is worse. We don't know what the numbers are. I mean, we don't know. We don't know if it's any worse than it has been.
I know one thing, that the problem is not just kids.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, there are plenty of kids coming over the border that need help, but there are also plenty of MS-13s.
Yeah.
Laura Ingram, who's right across the hall from me here, was doing a segment yesterday, and they were talking about the number of people who come across the border that they catch every year that have rap sheets it's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Reach from here to Mexico City. And all these MS-13 guys, and just, I mean, there's a bunch of bad people, along with all the people who really need help, coming over the border every day. And we're not doing anything about it.
That's because they can vote too, Richie. The bad guys vote along with the good guys.
Right.
Vote for me. I'll save you. 888-302-3684. Comments, Kenny. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter @Good Day Show on this reality.
Steve says, bring the military home from all their posts around the world and station them on the Mexican border. A few mortar shells flying across the Rio Grande might get their attention.
Right, it's Palestine versus Israel in America. What else?
You could make a case that we're being attacked.
Yeah, we could make that case. And it would be a case that would be easy to make. Never mind. Just the ramifications of all this. We've been attacked. They think, in their mind, historically speaking, that because we push them out, they are entitled to come back again.
Basically. I don't think that's what this crop of people think. Do you think that people even know
that? I think there's enough of that floating around. Not everybody, but some of the hardened old-timers think that, yeah.
I mean, I think the ones now, it's a business move more than anything.
Well, there's a lot of money being made. I know some kids that came across the border that paid $700 to walk across the desert for 9 days. Yeah, that happens. Put them in trucks. Even worse. Oof. All right, Kenny, who else has something to say?
Sandy says, 1,000 troops is a very small drop in a very large bucket. The Texas-Mexico border is over 1,200 miles. 1,000 troops is nothing more than a publicity stunt by the governor.
Yeah. Think he's running for something? Wow, Kenny, that's strong stuff. Who said that?
If he is running, at least he's doing something.
Yeah.
I mean, what else? We always accuse our politicians of doing nothing. At least he's doing what he can do. I mean, I can't fault the guy for that.
888-302-3684. What do you think we ought to do with the border problems? Here's something for you to think about. The ravages of time and what time really means to your face. Bags, puffiness under your eyes. That happens when you don't get enough sleep, or you have a lot of worries, or maybe your skin doesn't have enough collagen. Whatever the problem, thanks to GenuCell, you'll get rid of the lines, the puffiness, the bags. What's the difference? What causes it? As long as you can get rid of it, right? So the problem is you've got puffiness and bags around your eyes. The solution is the new GenuCell, which was developed from stem cell therapy, technology, bags, puffiness, whoosh, gonzo. Your friends are going to look at your face and say, hey, bub, what's happening to you? The folks have been using GenuCell for weeks, months, years. Puffiness gone, and it stays gone with a small application of GenuCell every night. 800-543-9262. Get you in line to combat wrinkles and facial lines by using GenuCell. Get it right away by dialing 800-543-9262. Place to go. Thing to do. GenuCell works. And by the way, if you mention Doug Steffen when you call 800-543-9262, they will be more than happy, excited in fact, to send you a jar of Esotique wrinkle treatment, so your whole face is going to be treated thanks to your call to 800-543-9262.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-478-9638 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-478-9638 to take your call now. Call 1-800-478-9638. That's 1-800-478-9638. Again, 1-800-478-9638.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morn and win.
The world is very different since Geico started saving people money over 75 years ago. This interweb thing? Not around. You want to know the answer to something? You just asked Old Man Russell. And if he didn't know, he made it up. That's why everyone in my town thought lightning bugs were filled with real lightning. Hey, we weren't always the sharpest tools in the shed, but we knew Geico was a smart deal.
Geico, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
Lumber Liquidators just acquired truckloads of top-quality flooring from brands like Armstrong at unbelievably low prices. And now you get the deals at the incredible flooring buyout sale on now through July 29th. Get clearance flooring for just 29 cents a square foot. Solid three-quarter pre-finished gunstock oak is $189 with quick clicks for $159. So go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find the store nearest you. Special 18-month financing is available. But hurry, this sale ends Tuesday.
All across the U.S., people are hearing this. And once people hear it, they stop what they're doing and break into a dance and head down to their nearest Staples store. Why? Cultural phenomenon? A new trend? A flash mob? Let's slow the track down and play it backwards and see if we get any clues.
Now get a 12-pack of Staples No. 2 pencils for 68 cents and rulers for a quarter and classic Crayola markers for 97 cents.
Well, that explains it. Staples. This back to school, make more happen for less. Limit supplies to stores. Staples.com for details.
All right, let's fix the problems that JetBlue is having. Jennifer Horn, our ace reporter in the sky. Look, up in the sky.
Peanuts.
It's a bird. It's a plane.
Hey, you remember,
Jennifer Horn.
You remember that movie Flight with Denzel Washington so long ago? Okay,
right.
Maybe a little scary because it's reality. A JetBlue pilot from Florida was just arrested in Boston as part of this big drug sting in Boston Common over this last weekend. This guy's John Manwaring. He's 42. He was with another woman, and they were charged with heroin possession. He told authorities when he was arrested that he was a pilot. He had just arrived into town on Sunday. He, along with a few others, were charged with selling, buying, and possession of heroin. Another man was charged with trespassing. JetBlue has taken him out of rotation, obviously.
Really?
He was released on his own recognizance. The woman he was with was not released so fast because she had prostitution charges. She had that going for her, along with the heroin.
Nice going.
But he's coming back to court on August 13th, so we'll see what happens to him. But this scares, I don't know if it scares you. It scares me a little bit.
It doesn't scare me.
But you don't think so when these pilots are flying around on heroin?
No, but he wasn't using it. He's selling it.
No, he was caught for possession. He was with Gru.
He's helping a friend.
Come on. He was with a prostitute.
What's wrong with that?
Oh, Lord.
Should be legal. Legalized. Come on. Open your mind, Jenna, will you please?
Skipping that flight. You can
21 after the hour on Good Day.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Album. This is original. Listen, Rishi, if it rhymes, it's okay. Right?
That's picky, right?
Yeah, that's right. It's picky. So, Kenny, every day this week he's released Weird Al. We had the other day, actually one of the pretty good, it was his take on Pharrell Williams' smash hit Happy.
Or is he? Yeah, I'm tacky.
I'm tacky.
I miss Weird Al. He used to do this stuff all the time.
He's now doing it again. Very clever guy.
The music is pretty good, actually.
Yeah, this is a good, I like the riff.
Yeah. He has done this so smartly. He's released a different video every day for the past week, and they've all been on different outlets. So it was on Funny or Die one day, and it was on Nerdist, and it was on Vivo. But he's done it exclusively on a different site every day. So he's capturing large social media audiences in different places each day.
Well, his name certainly is recognizable, so we give him some free publicity as our video of the day, Weird Al on Good Day. Yesterday on the video of the day, a YouTuber named Gabriel put up a new video. He made this with some of his friends to show you the art of the super selfie. Maybe a little, these guys are dancing to some of the music. Is that it, Kenny? There's audio here. We got to play a little bit, but you got to see it.
Yeah, the gist of what he's trying to show you is that there's that selfies are yesterday.
Really?
And they're dancing to this as a super selfie, that you do a dance move and a pose for a super selfie.
I like this. MC Hammer, by the way.
Really? You kind of got to see it to get the gist of it, really.
Right? It's not very long, and you'll get a kick out of it.
So they're kind of dancing selfie moves.
Yeah.
Anybody else just loving the song? Who cares about
not me.
Selfie? Oh my gosh, I've heard this since I was like 9.
My son, I was looking at my son's Instagram account yesterday. He posted a peanut butter sandwich selfie yesterday.
Very nice.
That's
peanut butter sandwich took a selfie.
Yeah.
Did nice. One of those ones.
Hashtag peanut butter, hashtag sandwich, hashtag yum.
Yum. Yesterday, our poll at DougStephan.com focused on the life and career of James Garner, who passed away over the weekend. He was alone in his home. Isn't that an awful way to die? Ugh. 24% of you said The Rockford Files was your favorite James Garner television role and show. 33% said it was too hard to pick just one. That was what I put when I voted. 17% said Maverick. I would have chosen that second. 11% said Murphy's Romance. 9% said The Great Escape. Boy, there were so many people that have so many good things to say about his role in The Great Escape. That was one of his first movies, and he was very good. The Notebook, 2%. Other 4%, but certainly lots of people have lots of thoughts and want to share them regarding the career of James Garner. Today's poll at DougStephan.com asks you what you think about Rick Perry sending National Guard troops to secure the border. A, I think it's great. B, it's about time. C, interesting but won't solve the problem. D, just politics. E, it's a mistake. Let us know what you think at DougStephan.com.
Do you know coffee is the second most absorbent crop on Earth? Most coffee at grocery stores or chains have USDA banned pesticides and high mold content. Seriously. We're proud to provide the best of the best coffee, BuzzBox coffee. Trying a pound free, you'll be buzzing to family, friends, colleagues, and more. Then 10% of future purchases benefit the efforts that we have to buy 25 dairy cows for thousands of children in need all around the globe via World Vision. And also to support my Eastleigh Farm. Just go to DougStephan.com and click on BuzzBox.
When I walk into Buffalo Wild Wings, I'm not just a customer.
I'm a fan.
And in this house, fans rule.
This is our stadium.
Our locker room.
Our dugout.
Our sports drinks are served on tap. And our pregame meal is
hand-spun wings.
In victory or in defeat, we never leave hungry.
Because in this house, we are the MVPs.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports. Visit BuffaloWildWings.com to find the location nearest you.
Pets love exploring the backyard, and while letting Fluffy and Fido out may cut down on fur balls on the carpet, they could be bringing unwanted guests back inside. That's why the National Pest Management Association, the NPMA, reminds homeowners to check pets' fur for fleas and ticks after they've been out in the yard or at the park. Aside from looking for signs of fleas and ticks, pet owners can take preventive steps. First, keep the lawn cut short and gardens maintained. Fleas and ticks often hide in tall grass waiting for a host to walk by. Second, be sure to groom long-haired pets to prevent pests from latching on. Third, be on the lookout for skin irritations or changes in behavior. And finally, talk with a veterinarian to see whether preventative medication is recommended for your pet. If you suspect your home has an infestation of any type of pest, be sure to contact a licensed professional to identify and recommend a course of treatment. You can find a professional in your area by visiting www.pestworld.org.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
At
30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I don't have to tell you, this economy sucks. Unlike the political elite and Wall Street bankers, you know that debts don't disappear and bailouts have big consequences. Stock and real estate market bubbles can pop at any moment and evaporate most or all of your retirement savings. Folks, we're in the weakest economy of our lifetime and it's likely to get much worse. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. And I'm here to tell you, this may be the best thing that could happen to you if you move decided and develop a backup plan immediately. Proportionately, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in history, and history is about to repeat itself. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
On the Doug Steffen Good Day program, another proof, another day of proof that the golden age of BS is not dead. Jennifer Horn.
Leading the charge, Dudley Steffen.
Right.
Thank you, Jennifer. That's very nice of you. Here's my announcer, Jennifer Horn. Rich McFadden is here at the controls in our studio in Washington. Ken Kessler keeping a lid on things as the world becomes more of an oyster. The situation in our nation's grocery stores. Study that is out today that is the most, it is the most flagrant example of BS that I have found in the golden age of BS. This is just not so. However, many of you will see it today and you'll think, oh, I can't eat meat anymore. Now, I'm not a meat eater, so I can be unbiased and pretty objective when it comes to this, even though some people will think I'm not objective because I'm a dairy farmer and therefore would have the same slant on it as perhaps a rancher, somebody who was in the beef business. So basically, if I were to summarize in two sentences what this study says, it compares the amount of money it costs. This is not the first time this has been done. It just becomes pejorative because somebody else pays for it. Someone who is in a competing business and they want you to think that meat is bad for you, not because of what it does for you. Meat's bad for you because of what it does to your body. Not because, as this study suggests, that it requires more water. It being the beef industry requires more water. So if you are raising beef on your farm, it's 11 times more expensive in terms of the atmosphere or water resources than if you were irrigating land for the production of lettuce, greens, you know, stuff that we'd find on a produce farm, which is not animal-oriented. Do you know what a load of manure this is? The situation, and this just shows you, and makes me, I love to talk about studies, but studies are just so much pap. It always depends on who pays for them. There's very little legitimacy, and most of the time they counter what somebody else has said, and then somebody else come along and counter it with some other supposed scientific study.
So I'm asking this because I don't know, and you're the farmer here. You disagree with the fact that it takes more water to raise cows than crops?
What I disagree with is the premise that it is bad that you're using water here. And it's being used to
grow. I'd imagine they're probably doing it because it's drought-like conditions in the West, right? Is that why they're doing this survey?
No, I don't think so. I think it's what it is a way to get people to get off. It's the vegetarian group that's always trying to get people to get away from meat. And so this is one reason to do it. It's bad for the environment. You've heard the stories about methane gas and how bad that's supposed to be for the environment. But in fact, it's not. In fact, cows eliminating, and this is part of what isn't put forth in this study or any of these other studies that look at the vagaries of cattle. The excretion that comes from the cattle gets into the land, the microbial, and the argument here is that depending on what the feed is, the microbial agents that come out of the cow's body is going to be better. Some of it's better than others, and I agree with that.
So when you woke up this morning, Rich, did you think that we were going to be talking about cow poop?
Never in my mind did it ever
really
pop up that we would be.
There's always a chance when I wake up, I'm like, could be today's
day. No. I mean, you know, cow manure comes up quite a bit on this show, and it's the fitting place for it to be talked about. But this particular aspect, no, I never thought we'd be here.
You didn't think that we would be talking about water and how much it takes to raise beef using water versus...
Never thought about it in my life. No. It's the first time it's ever entered my brain. There's some space in my brain now that's being taken up by this conversation I will never get back.
Wow.
You know what crop does it? It uses hardly any water.
What's that?
So I think we should just grow more of it.
Marijuana.
No grapes.
Oh.
You know
wine.
Why? Yep.
Why?
Drink more wine.
Water is an important component of wine because
of
that's
making
what
wine, but
it is.
Making grapes. Wine grapes do better when they have to struggle a little for water.
Really? So does that mean water is added to wine? It's not really.
Oh yeah,
wine
there's water
juice.
In wine. It's but mostly grape juice.
Well, where does the water come from? Out of the grape
they
or
suck
somebody
from the ground? But a lot of wineries will do dry irrigation.
No. You're missing my point. Is wine made by having water added to what happens when Lucy and her friends get in the grape
squash them.
It's grape juice. Really?
Yeah.
So there really isn't much. What's the difference between grape juice and wine, really?
Fermentation. Yeah.
Right.
Turns alcohol.
So you could go save yourself a lot of money, go to the grocery store and buy a gallon of Welch's grape juice.
You can't do that.
And just put it into a crock and let it sit there for a while. And what comes out will be wonderful wine.
I'll let you do that first.
Well, how do you know? You've never tried, have you?
Because it is.
But, never mind.
They've already poured some kind of sucrose, glucose, fructose agent into that stuff.
Go to the natural Whole Foods store and get grape juice.
But I think you have to, like, add yeast and stuff like that.
Yeah, you can't. That wouldn't work.
Yeah.
You have to have grapes.
Mm-hmm.
They take
that a while.
I saw a meme yesterday that was pretty much just described my beer philosophy. Beer is made from hops, right?
Yeah.
Hops is a vegetable.
Yeah. Grains.
Vegetables make salads.
Yeah.
Beer is salad.
That's very good. Yeah, I'll tell you. We give a lot of brewer's grain to the cows here. They love it. It's great stuff.
Cows are a little luscious. They like the brewer's grain and the fermented silage.
Good. By the way, you'll remember about 4 months ago I went off the deep end when the government proposed to make sure that all of the brewer's grain was monitored, dried out, put in bags before we could use it on the farm. With one single phone call, the people who ran Anheuser-Busch put the end to that. All the little guys around were yelling and screaming about it, but somebody from Anheuser-Busch called somebody in the FDA, and that was the end of that conversation.
And appropriate king of beers.
Yeah, right.
They finally did something good.
Yeah.
St. Louis, Missouri.
Hi to all the folks in
Denmark.
Honolulu, in Fresno. Yeah, don't they belong to
they're the Dutch company now.
Albuquerque, hello. What's going on? Is news from Albuquerque? today. It was a story about how many homeless people have been attacked. Those of you listening in Albuquerque, what's the story with this?
Some teenagers.
One of three teens?
Yeah, and they killed a homeless man last night.
Yeah, right. Yeah. It's a story with that.
Beat him to death.
888-302-3684.
Speaking of which, what is going on in Chicago?
Chicago is shoot 'em up city.
47 people shot this past weekend and like 60 shot
the week before.
Rahm Emanuel, thumbs up. Doing a nice great job there.
You're going to be out of people soon.
By the way, speaking of our bigger cities, Detroit no longer has a fire department. They're basically letting any fire that's occurring in Detroit, they just let the building burn to the ground. Police now, the average waiting time for 911 call is 47 minutes. So without the functional, there's no money. So these people, they basically stop paying the fire departments. They don't show up to work. And the police they're skeleton crews. So what happens to that city? How does it ever come back? How does a city like that was so vibrant at one point, how does it ever survive?
You need massive jobs. Money injected into that to create jobs.
Who's
you need the
that?
Warren Buffetts and the Bill Gates to basically say, we're going to own Detroit, and we're going to rejuvenate it with business of some sort and just inject the whole. It needs to be, I hate to say this, but it needs to be privatized. Because the
Detroit needs to be privatized.
Somehow, private corporations need to go in there and invest in Detroit.
Uh-huh.
Because you can inject all the tax funds you want into it until they give some kind of jobs into that place.
Yeah.
Nothing's going to happen.
Hmm. All right. Who agrees with that?
Kid Rock's the man to do it, too.
Kid Rock is the man.
He loves Detroit.
He can't do it. Nobody can.
Hey, did you know, actually?
Donald Sterling should do it. Sell the Clippers and buy Detroit.
There you go.
In Detroit. You know, Beverly Hills Cop is being filmed in Detroit.
Yeah.
You know, the new TV show?
Yeah. They'll be doing the same there as they do in New Orleans to get people to come and do movies and TV shows. Speaking of Donald Sterling, we have a story today at DougStephan.com. His chief financial officer testified in court yesterday that if Donald Sterling doesn't sell the basketball team, he's going to need to sell off most of his real estate holdings to pay off $500 million in loans.
Hmm.
I like them apples. Jennifer Horn, television report coming up next here on Good Day. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell right now. GenuCell is the all-natural treatment. Comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes a stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Stephan. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order GenuCell today. 800-543-9262.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at Walmart when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil at the everyday low price of $16.47. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
Ladies and gentlemen, Captain Obvious.
If a hotel doesn't charge you for something, then it's free. Either that or you stole something and got away with it. Say free backwards and you get earf. When you earn a free night with the Hotels.com rewards program, you don't just earn a night, you earn a free night.
Earn one free night for every 10 you collect with welcome rewards from Hotels.com. The obvious choice. Free night does not include taxes and fees. See site for details.
You
remember when summer road trips meant loading up the family in the car and playing hours of I Spy and license plate bingo?
I found Alaska.
America's Best Value Inn invites you to share stories and photos from memorable summer trips now through September 15th at americasbestvalueinn.com. You'll be entered for a chance to win free stays at any of our 1,000 hotels, gift certificates from TA and Petro stopping centers, and other fun prizes. Share your memories and make your own this summer at America's Best Value Inn.
I Spy and ABVI.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
Kid, if something in this facility breaks, bends, or bursts, Granger's got our back. 20 cases of disc springs from Granger.com, new rotary encoder ordered on Granger's mobile app, a dozen splash goggles from the local Granger branch. What more could you want in life? Granger has over 1 million products for all our facilities' needs. 1 million. That's a 1 followed by 6 zeros, kid. Everything we need whenever we need it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Channels, and what do we have? Jennifer Warren's got a lot of television news.
I was just going to jump into it, but go ahead, lead me away, sir.
I want you to take your time.
This is
and
a little bit of breaking news,
yeah,
which I like to bring to you, Dougie.
Mm-hmm.
So the president, we can agree he's been a little busy lately, right? Got a couple of world crises. Well, yesterday he came to L.A. and he shot a segment with Jimmy Kimmel Show.
You know, I was walking. This is really bizarre. Yesterday I was.
Did you see him?
I did, as a matter of fact.
No,
I'm not kidding.
Really?
I was. We were walking across. What the heck street were we on? I think it was Broadway. And I saw what looked like Marine One. And I'm thinking, the president's not here today.
He came in for an hour.
He flew into LAX, and that's exactly
what time was it?
Early afternoon.
It was him, because he did his little thing from 3 to 4 yesterday.
Yeah, so it was like 2 o'clock.
That's funny. Yeah, you saw the president. Congratulations.
No, I didn't see him. I saw him.
Too bad you didn't talk to him for
us. I saw him fly over Framingham a couple of weeks ago when he went to Worcester to address. He's flying over all the time. Hi, Mr. President.
Hello.
All right.
From the president to the Simpsons. Uh-huh. Interesting news. The Simpsons, a couple of stories today. The showrunner, Al Jean, announced that one of the long-running staples on the show would be killed. Well, apparently, spoiler alert, Krusty the Clown is the one that's going to get the axe. Remember him? You probably don't, Dougie. I know. Krusty is going to be out. There's also big plans in the works. If they needed it, to celebrate the 25 seasons of The Simpsons, FX is going to air a 522-episode marathon.
Right.
Do you know how long that would take?
Wow.
That's a long time. Oh, yeah. Lucy Lawless, she was Xena Warrior Princess. She's joining the world of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. She's going to start in season 2, and in true Marvel fashion, details on her role and how long she'll be sticking around are being kept under wraps.
Closely does the TV show follow, like, the Captain America? I saw Captain America on the plane last night coming home. I hadn't seen that movie yet. So how close is the television show to these movies?
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.? Well, they use... Yeah. Have you seen it, Ken?
I've seen it a couple times.
You've seen it, Rich? What is it? How does it work?
It takes place in the same universe. The major heroes like Captain America and Thor are not on there, but they talk about tangents of the stories that were in the big movies. They have their own plot lines, but it's all tied together.
It's a good show. I mean, I've seen 3 or 4 episodes. It's very cool.
It's coming back. People like it. It's coming back on September 23rd on ABC. Bernadette Peters, haven't heard her name in a while. She's a big Broadway star. She's headed over to Bravo.
She hit on Dougie once on this show.
Really? Mm-hmm. A little redhead action? I don't see that. Usually he likes the blondes.
I know.
She's doing a guest star.
He didn't respond to her.
I know. been fast.
All right, come on, let's go.
Girlfriend's Guide to Divorce is where she's going to be guest starring. That was announced Monday. She'll play Annie, the mother of Janine Garofalo's character Lila, who comes to town to help her newly divorced daughter take care of her children. Now, the TCA's handed out some awards this past weekend. Program of the Year went to Breaking Bad. Outstanding Achievement in Drama went to The Good Wife. Achievement in Comedy was a tie between Veep and Louie. And the new Program of the Year was Orange is the New Black. Outstanding Achievement in Movies and Miniseries for True Detective. Sons of Anarchy is getting ready to start its next and final season, and a familiar face will be joining the cast. We heard Courtney Love earlier, but a month ago was going to be joining. Now, Malcolm Jamal Warner. That was Theo from the
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Now 53 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Spend a few minutes talking about an aspect of you and your connection to that portable device that you seem to love, or maybe not just a portable device. If you're like me, most of the work that I do on computers is on a desktop, a regular personal computer. The folks of the Geek Squad have been working for 20 years, I believe. They are part, if I'm not mistaken, aren't they part of Big
Best
Box?
Buy.
Yeah, Best Buy, Big Box.
Big Box, yeah. they are, some of them are within the Best Buy stores.
Yes, okay.
But it's not, I don't think it's, Derek Meister's with us from the Geek Squad. Derek, you guys aren't owned by Best Buy, you just work within some of their stores, right?
Well, we'd like to say that we actually acquired Best Buy about 7 years ago. But Geek Squad itself actually started back in 1994 with our original chief inspector, Robert Stevens, at $200 and a 10-speed bike.
Wow. Okay. They have Volkswagens now, a little bit more expensive than the bikes.
Big old vans, yeah.
Yeah. So the Geek Squad is best known as a group of service tech support employees that you can call to come to your house, to your office or wherever, to set up computers. Is there anything that you can't do that you're not supposed to do, Derek?
Well, we actually do more than just computers anymore. We have Geek Squad Auto Techs that work on car audio and remote systems. We actually do home theater installation, TV and appliance repair. But pretty much anything in terms of computers, everything from that personal computer that you have for your kids, as well as we work with the Best Buy for Business team for small and medium-sized businesses to help them with their IT needs.
So with the trend of the PC, I don't want to say going away, but really getting diminished because of tablets and phones, what are you guys seeing when it comes to personal and professional use as far as servicing? Because, I mean, you can't really get into a tablet as much as you can a PC or a laptop, right?
Sure. I mean, you know, it's really interesting how clearly personal technology become. 10 years ago, you used to have that one desktop PC that the entire family shared. Then we started to see laptops, so that everybody started to get their own computers. And now we're actually starting to see, just like you said, you know, everybody from seniors to teens are carrying those personal smartphones and tablets. The thing that we are seeing, though, even though the devices themselves are more of a commodity and an appliance, almost like a toaster, we're starting to see how these devices are actually talking to each other and other devices. So, for example, you know, you've probably seen a lot of news lately about all the new home automation initiatives, everything from where your thermostat can talk to your garage door. Everything's on that home wireless network. So it's really more about getting all these devices to actually talk to each other and then share all your personal data, your documents, your videos, your photos, that sort of thing.
So you're kind of referring to the Internet of Things is what they call it, where everything will be connected in your house, in your life. I mean, where do we go with that as far as privacy? That's a big concern for me. I mean, I don't even know if I want to get the Nest because I don't want anybody hacking into my AC unit and giving me a $1,000 electricity bill.
And that's definitely a concern that some of our clients will have. We like to make sure that when we are setting up these devices that we're going over what options you're actually going to have available. For example, some people will get one of those webcams so that they can watch over their kids while they're away from work. The questions that we like to make sure is that, you know, they're aware of how much access do you have. Do you want to use it just so that only people within the home network can see the video? Or do you want to actually open it up enough so that you can watch that from while you're away from home or anywhere on the Internet?
With a minute left that we have, let's talk about some of the one big do and the one big don't to protect yourself technically as far as maintenance.
The very big thing is just to make sure that you're actually making getting everything up to date on your system. So that means making sure that you have the latest antivirus protection, as well as all the updates for Windows and those programs that you often see used, like Java, Adobe Flash, Adobe Reader, that sort of thing.
Or just buy a Mac.
Well, you still have to make sure that you have your updates. And
yeah,
even with
yeah.
the Macs, even though viruses aren't as much, you're still starting to see things like phishing attempts and things to get into your accounts that way.
All right, so that would be the big don't, is don't click on everything that's sent to you and don't click on every link that comes emailed to you, correct?
Correct, yep.
Okay. Well, there it is, Doug.
Pretty fascinating stuff.
Derek Meister from the Geek Squad, thank you.
All right, so meantime, I'm going to fix my own computers because I'm better at it than Geek Squad. Who needs a Geek Squad? I'll fix my computer myself.
Yeah, right.
Got a screwdriver
and a hammer. Client.
Really? 59 past the hour on Good Day.
Hi, Dr. Hurley here to give you information you may not want to hear. Approximately 70,000 chemicals are currently used and released into the environment in the United States each year, and 30 million kilograms of these toxic chemicals are known to cause cancer. And now the good news. Longevity's 5-day cleansing program can drastically reduce the toxins in your body. For more information about the 5-day cleanse, visit drhurley.net or call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Hi, Dr. Lorraine Hurley here. Would you wait till you're dying of thirst before digging a well? Well, why wait until you're sick before getting the nutrients you need? Longevity's Healthy Start Pack has all the essential nutrients your body needs. The 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids just aren't available in most people's diets. Your body needs these nutrients, and the Healthy Pack 2.0 has them all covered. Get your Healthy Body Pack by calling 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net today.